hut, hut, hut.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Exterior Pros. Ready to tackle your home improvement project this year? Exterior Pros in Baths is here to help you score big with quality home exterior and shower upgrades. Visit extpros.com. Also brought to you by Lakeland Supply. Lakeland Supply is in business to make your business better. Set up a free packaging and supply chain assessment at lakelandsupply.com.
Checking in with our friend and teammate Jason Wilde as we continue our day live from the Pella Showroom just behind Cops off of Blue Mound in Brookfield. Open all day. Hopefully folks will stop by and check out what Pella has to offer. Good morning, Jason. How are you today?
I'm going to stop by in about an hour.
Woo!
Those chairs
look
comfortable.
Jason,
you guys look
Wilde.
Great in those Wisconsin-shaped chairs.
En route, I got the rocker. So I got lucky. I got here first, and I thought, if I'm going to pick, I'm going to pick the one that moves a little.
It might be in the back of my truck after the show.
So, Jason, you may need to find a new seat, I think, is what Chewy is saying. Continuing to drop your list of the most important Packers of 2025, I believe we are at number 11, Carrington Valentine. How did you decide that Carrington Valentine was just outside the top 10 on your list?
Yeah, I threw darts. I think the whole purpose of this list is, first of all, to get people thinking about training camp, which is now less than 2 weeks away. We're 13 days out from the first practice. More for me anyway, are some of the, whether it's storylines or areas of strength or areas of concern, this is a way to highlight those. And I just think, all three of their top corners are going to be on this list. We had Nate Hobbs earlier. We've got Carrington Valentine today. And in the top 10 is going to be Keyshawn Nixon, who wanted to be CB1, and now he is. And I still, I'd be curious where Chewy is at on this, because I went into the draft thinking they had to go corner. If not in the first round, certainly in the first 2 days. And because I never expected Jair Alexander to be back, and they didn't. And the one thing that I would say feels like an Achilles heel about this defense, yes, we can worry about the edge rushers, and rightfully so. Yes, we can wonder if Kenny Clark will bounce back after a down season with his foot injury. But to me, their depth at corner would make me really nervous given the quarterbacks and the wide receivers that the Packers are facing this season. And the fact that you just don't get through seasons without injuries. And they've got three guys that they really like in Nixon, Valentine, and Hobbs. And then they got a bunch of guys who've never even played on defense. I think this Gregory Jr. guy has like 100 snaps of defense with the Jaguars, which if they had relegation, that wouldn't even count. So I'm really curious to see if there's around training camp or at the final cutdown move that's going to have to be made at this position to add depth, because Kalen King and Micah Robinson and all these guys that most Packers fans have never heard of, if one of these guys gets hurt, they're going to have to play a significant amount, and that would make me nervous. So that's why all three of them are in the top 20.
Well, I agree with you, Jason, because if this defensive backfield was the defensive backfield for the Detroit Lions or the San Francisco 49ers or the Eagles, you'd be fine, right? The problem that gives you a little trepidation is obviously the D-line the Packers have, so I'm 1,000% with you there. Jason, will Ed Policy be closer to Bob Harlan or Mark Murphy? And why I say this, Bob Harlan just oversaw really the financial side, and he never got involved on the football side, whereas Murphy did, and I thought he mingled a little too much. What do you think, Ed Pollard? Yeah, who do you think he'll be closer to?
Yeah, it's a great question. And the fact that Ed Policy told us when we sat down with him a couple weeks ago in the alumni suite that he intends to have more meetings with Goody, Russ Ball, and LaFleur than Murphy was. You know, he said he sees himself as a facilitator. I do think that the whole idea that there would be fewer silos under this structure proved to be incorrect. I think they're just as silo-y as they were before. So I don't know if Ed Policy is going to be, you know, more aggressive in terms of trying to tell people what to do in their jobs. I think he has some of Bob's qualities. I know that, and here's one of the things I like about Ed. Ed really wants to hear people's opinions. Including mine, which is pretty ridiculous. But, like, he spent an extended amount of time with Bob Harlan. And while he did not take Bob's suggestion to answer his own phone the way Bob did and decide to do that, I think he gleaned a lot from his several hours that he spent with Bob. So, and you know, I obviously am biased. I thought Murphy did a phenomenal job, business-wise, but I don't think that he had the same feel for the job as Bob did in terms of the football side and letting people do their jobs. So I don't know how Ed's going to approach it, but I do like the fact that he has really tried to, as he enters this job, get lots of people's opinions from lots of different perspectives in an effort to be a better version of himself, whether that's more like Murphy or more like Harlan, I'm not sure. But I do like the first signs that I've seen from him.
Well, the crazy thing is, Jason, and young Packer fans probably don't know this, his dad was instrumental when he was with San Francisco with what went on here in Green Bay. Because Holmgren came in from San Fran and said, we're not running this like the 80s Packers. We're running this like the 80s and 90s San Francisco 49ers, where Ed's dad, Carmen, was the president.
Yeah, and he did talk a lot about that when we sat with him, the influence that his dad had. I do think, and I'm very curious to see how the next several years will unfold. Like, look, if they go 12-5 and reach the NFC Championship game this season, that everything is hunky-dory. The fact that he came out and said, you know, on the one hand, we're not going to extend Goody and LaFleur before the season, and on the other hand, that he doesn't believe in having coaches and GMs in a lame duck year, I thought that that was his way of kind of putting everyone in the building on notice. Like, Goody kind of urgency to put it out there that, look, what they've done the last 2 years is not good enough, and it's time to be even better. And, you know, I could see them, they go 10-7 and they make the playoffs and lose on the road. I could see each of those guys, LaFleur and Goody, getting 1 year extensions like they did with McCarthy in 18. So they're not in a lame duck year, but they don't get multiple years. Because I do think his dad's time with the 49ers making difficult decisions, including at one point moving on from Bill Walsh, I think that really influenced him a lot. And I do think he learned that sometimes this job requires tough decisions and you have to make them wisely and with class. And I think if you asked him, he would probably tell you that one of the things he learned was we can't, even on their way out the door, we can't treat people the way we treated Mike McCarthy, a Super Bowl winning head coach, when they fired him a half hour after that game against Arizona.
Yeah, it's really good insight. Jason, we appreciate you. I guess we'll see you in less than an hour here at the Pella Window and Door Showroom of Brookfield, as we are here all day at Pella.
Indeed you will. All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
All right. Maybe we'll get a chance to chat with Jason again, a bonus Jason today, as he is en route to Pella Window and Door Showroom of Brookfield. We are here off Blue Mound Road, just behind Cops. We'll be here all day, and we'll continue telling you about some of the specials. Not really specials. What is this, like a restaurant? Can you tell me what the specials are? We'll tell you what's going on here at Pella Window and Door at the showroom here in Brookfield. Okay, we got to take a break. We got to get to Adam Schefter. He's coming up next. Chewy is very interested in this alleged collusion that went on in the NFL between the NFL Players Association and some of the owners. We're going to talk to Adam Schefter about that right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.